This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. And we are going to have a blast tonight. You know why? Because the big stories, well, they're kind of snoozers tonight. And I should hate days like this, but they're my favorites. Because that means we're going to be all over the map. But I'm going to begin at the beginning here, because I have something I want to tell you. Of course, they caught the Brooklyn subway shooter, Frank James. He's in custody. In case you don't know, he's in custody. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about why this stuff happens. I'm talking about the violent black nationalists hurting people. In case you don't know, that's four within the last year. Why? I'll tell you what. Pause on that for a minute. Pause on that. We're going to come back to that. If I told you I've been having nightmares lately, I mean, just stay with me, stay with me. I generally don't remember my dreams. Every now and then I will, but I generally don't. And I am not somebody who's prone to nightmares. It's just not so. I mean, I've had them, don't get me wrong, just like you've had, but I'm not somebody who's prone to them, but I've had more and more lately. And I was talking to the wife about this. And she was thinking about it, and she looked, and as I was telling her, and I wasn't complaining, I was just saying, man, I've had some bad dreams, I don't know what's going on. And she looks down at the book I'm reading, and she says, well, what's that book about? And I looked, and it was a book I'm reading, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but about horrible communist atrocities throughout history and people they've tortured and murdered. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's a decent point. And she said, what's, you love documentaries. What's the last documentary you watched? And I said, okay, last documentary I actually watched. Hang with me, I'm going somewhere with this. Last documentary I actually watched was of a alcoholic, drug-addicted Vietnam tunnel rat who said he was assured that he was going to hell because of the 36 people he murdered. And I could see where she was going with this, and I said to myself, you know, that's a good point. We are a product of the things we consume. You know that old saying, you are what you eat? I mean, that's, I don't know about that, but we most definitely are a product of the things we consume. And the things we consume affect us. They affect us. They do. We don't always want that to be true, but it is true. I sometimes, you know, I geek out on history, so I can wade into the darker parts of it, especially because I'm basically obsessed with opposing communism, and communism's history is so dark, and I can find myself consuming, reading, watching lots of stories about death and darkness and ugly things and genocide. And soon, it's affecting my mood. Soon, I have nightmares all of a sudden. I don't ever have nightmares. Now, what am I talking about? The big story today is, of course, they caught the subway shooting suspect, Frank James. That's the big story everywhere. It's all you can see everywhere. Frank James. Frank James is in custody. They caught Frank James. And Frank James has a bunch of videos that people have grabbed so far, and they've put them out online. And I've decided I'm not going to play them for you. They're a little dark. They're very, very vulgar. He sounds, frankly, just like a nut job. But it's all kinds of, hey, here's the Jews, there's the white people and black people should live separately. This is like slavery. It's a lot of crazy stuff, but it's a lot of race-based crazy stuff. I am glad he threw you people in there too, Chris, up yours. Anyway, and I was thinking about the fact that we now have just in the last year, we have four murders or attempted murders by black nationalists. We have Daryl Brooks in Waukesha, Wisconsin. In the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict that was somehow labeled white supremacy, this career violent criminal got in an SUV and mowed down about 70 white people in a Christmas parade. I believe he ended up killing six in the end, including an adorable 8-year-old boy. We have the murder of a Capitol Police officer. No, not on January 6th. I know you think a Capitol Police officer was murdered on January 6th, but no police officers were murdered on January 6th, but there was a Capitol Police officer murdered. A black nationalist murdered him on the job. We have the attempted murder by a black nationalist of a candidate for governor in Louisville, Kentucky. And now we have this subway suspect blasting up a subway in Brooklyn. We have a consistent theme of violent black nationalists murdering or trying to murder people in this country. We're not even talking about the five Dallas police officers gunned down during Barack Obama's presidency. We're not even talking about the, I believe the number's 25 murders that Black Lives Matter did last summer during, we're not even bringing those up. Okay, but why? Why is this a problem? Is it because black people are bad? No, that's ridiculous. Don't be absurd. That's just a skin color. Doesn't mean anything. Why is this a problem? Well, I want you to do something for me. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. I don't care your race. I don't care your religion. I don't care. I want you just to walk through something with me. Let's say you're a black person in America today. What do you think goes into your eyes and ears? And maybe you are. I know we have tons of black people who listen. What goes into your eyes and ears about the state of your country? What goes into it? What goes into your eyes and ears all day long about how you're treated because of your skin color? When you're a black person in America today, if you turn on virtually any news channel, you won't have to watch for more than 5 to 10 minutes before we get to stories of racism and white supremacy and how this is unfair. If you're a black person today and you attend any American school anywhere, can be the inner city, can be the lily white suburbs, you won't be in school very long before you find out America's built on slavery. Jim Crow. If you decide, okay, that's enough school for the day, I'm not going to watch any more news, you know what? I'm going to kick back and I'm going to watch a movie. And because you're black, you might prefer black movies. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. It's human nature. I get it. People like to associate themselves with people who look like them. That's fine. Go look if you have Amazon Prime. Go browse through the Black Voices section. Of course, there is one. There's a separate section for black movies. What movies do you see? Civil rights. Look at how this person overcame civil rights. Look at this civil rights struggle. Oh, wait. Hey, we got to get a movie about slavery and the evils of slavery. But back to civil rights. More slavery. Nope. Civil rights, guys. Over and over and over and over and over again. If you're a black person in America today, you are virtually waterboarded by every part of this culture telling you, you're oppressed, America's evil, you're oppressed, America's evil, you're oppressed, America's evil. Last Friday, I believe it was. Friday or Saturday, I decided I wanted to take the wife out for a night. We're just going to have a date night. And we love stand-up comics. And there was a stand-up comic who came to Houston last weekend, big famous guy who I actually find hilarious, Arnez J. He was one of the older school types. He performed with Bernie Mac and whatnot. Obviously a little vulgar, not for the kids, but I've always found him to be hilarious. And took the wife out, and we wanted to go laugh at some Arnez J jokes, and, you know, have a couple cocktails, enjoy our night. And he was testing out new material for a special he has upcoming. And if you enjoy comedy shows, but this is going to tie in. Hang with me. If you enjoy comedy shows, sometimes they'll tell you, hey, I'm testing out new material. What that means is soon they're going to be filming one of his comedy shows, so he's going to do a bunch of test jokes to see how they work. And sometimes those shows can be great, but they're going to have parts where they kind of ramble as a joke kind of falls flat. And Arnez J, at one point in time, he's a black dude from Atlanta. At one point in time, Arnez J has a real, not a comedic moment, a real heart-to-heart moment And I was staggered by it. I was bewildered. I was blown away. As he went off on this little tangent, I sat there, and the wife was doing the same thing, and we were with another couple. We were all doing the same thing with this look of bewilderment on our faces. Like, what is he talking about? What was he saying? I'll tell you what he was saying in just a moment and how it ties into Frank James and the violent black nationalism problem. Let's have a talk. Before we do that, let's have a talk about Pure Talk. See what I did, Chris? What? Look, I know you're mad about the state of corporate America today. I'm mad about the state of corporate America today. I get it. You don't have to fund a cell phone company that hates you. If you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, these companies hate you. They spend their time and your dollars trashing you and your values. But Pure Talk isn't like that. And they're on the same 5G network as one of those big guys. And they'll save you money. The average family saves over $800 a year, and it takes less than 10 minutes to switch from your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be right back to finish this.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And yes, we're going to actually get to a couple of different things tonight that are going to be fun. We've got a little. Got a little Dr. Oz talk. Dr. Oz did something not so good. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but we're going to stay on theme here. They caught Frank James, the Brooklyn subway shooting suspect, yet another black nationalist who tried to murder people. That's a four banger in under a year. Four different incidents. This is something that has been consistently taking place. And what I said was, imagine, and maybe you are black, but maybe just imagine if you are a black person. What goes into your eyes and ears all day long? What do your movies tell you about your life experience? What does the media tell you about your life experience? What do your teachers, professors tell you about America and your life experience? You're oppressed, you're oppressed, you're oppressed. America's evil, America's slavery, America's civil rights. You're oppressed, you're oppressed. You've been segregated, you're oppressed, you're oppressed. Endlessly. And to continue on this theme, took the wife out to see comedian Arnaz J last Friday or Saturday. I don't know why I can't remember the name. I think it was Friday. And I love Arnaz J. I always thought he was hilarious. He's one of those old school kings of comedy, Bernie Mac types. And we love comedy clubs. So we go sit down, we listen. And again, he was testing out a bunch of new material. And at one point in time, Arnaz J gets serious. You know, every now and then these comedians would get serious. It's this big comedy club here in Houston. And he... This is an accomplished older. I think he's in his 50s at least. This is not some young wingnut. This is an accomplished older human being. He goes off on a bizarre tangent about how black people and Hispanics need to join together because white people have declared a race war. And he was having a serious heart to heart. And I didn't get offended because I don't get offended. But me, the wife, the other couple we were with, we were looking around. We were looking at each other. And it was so bizarre because nowhere is that taking place in the United States of America. Yet for some people, black people in this country, they have been so saturated with this kind of talk, they genuinely believe it. He genuinely believed there's some army of racist white dudes out there declaring war on black people. He genuinely believed it. There are these black liberation theology churches, like the one Barack Obama went to, where black people get this in church. The black Hebrew Israelites, they're everywhere they turn. And what I'm saying is this. I'm saying... If you do that over and over and over and over again, and you put that out in your culture over and over again, every movie they watch, every sitcom, every education thing, every media show, you hear it in church, you hear it from your grandparents, you hear it at a comedy show. How long before some nut job like Frank James takes all that information that has been poured into his eyes and ears, and let's say he's violent already, clearly some mental health problems, how long before you put that much information out there and some violent, vile nut job chooses to act on it? I mean, we just had KBJ put on the Supreme Court. We've had black people on the Supreme Court for nearly a century in this country. A long time. Not quite a century, obviously, but decades and decades and decades we've had black people on the Supreme Court. And KBJ gets put on the Supreme Court. Listen to this. I want to give credit to Tom Elliott for putting this out there. Listen to the media's response to KBJ being put on the Supreme Court. And you tell me, if you're a black person in this country and you have to consume only this all day long, how does that not produce anything but bad fruit?
The Supreme Court now looks more like America.
The court looks more like America today.
Let me just go ahead and speak for all black women in America today, saying we are extremely proud.
To all the colored girls who considered shaping justice when this system was not enough, this moment is ours.
It's historical, monumental, and we're saying it, but in some ways, you're like, it's 2022. Yeah. How do we not have a black woman on this court already? And now this was a step towards the court actually looking like a reflection of the country oversees.
It is a powerful symbol to look up on that court and see somebody that looks like you.
Finally, there'll be people going in front of the court looking like me, and seeing someone that looks like them.
The president made note of the sunshine today that is pouring down on the White House, saying that the sun is shining for black women and women of color.
To see the president up there standing next to these two remarkable black women, both the first in their roles, it is an image that will be hard for many to forget.
It's definitely a day of celebration to see this glass ceiling shattered in what is a Jackie Robinson moment for America.
There's still a minute left. I'm going to play it all. This is just about a Supreme Court nominee. There's already a black dude sitting there. The greatest living American, Clarence Thomas, but that's another story.
It's a Jackie Robinson moment that we're witnessing here. This glass ceiling being shattered in a way that's going to have profound implications for our country.
Lots of shards of glass today as she smashes through now this ultimate ceiling in the legal world.
This was a profound moment in history, and Judge Jackson, soon to be Justice Jackson, really leaned into the history that she's making.
For the first time in U.S. history, white men are not the dominant representation of what so many have called blind justice on the Supreme Court.
They will have to call a black woman justice in America.
This was such a historic and momentous day for women of color and just for the country. Because what it's going to mean is our democracy will work better.
She's going to be sitting there as a woman in her black skin, in a black robe, on the highest court in the land.
Back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show. I started having nightmares. Why? Because I was putting too much dark stuff, ugly books, ugly documentaries in my eyes and ears. I ask again, do we have a violent black nationalist problem in the country? Because all we put out there is you're oppressed, America's evil, you're oppressed, everyone's racist, they're starting a race war, they're coming for you. This is unhealthy for a country, and it's gotta stop. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Did I ever tell you about the worst I ever put my foot in my mouth with the wife? Oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you that story in about 10 minutes from now. I'm going to give you the worst I've ever put my foot in my mouth story. So I'm asking you, 877-377-4373. What is the worst you have ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? Whether it be girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, 877-377-4373. What's the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? I will tell you, it's an all-time bad one. You're going to cringe and cry and probably laugh in about 10 minutes when I tell you what I said. Guys, I had to have this conversation with the boys last night. Took the wife out with the boys. And I'm going to get back to the news here in a second. Took the wife out with the boys. In-laws are in town. We went out, had some Mexican food. And at one point in time, the boys started giving her guff the way they give me guff. And I had to pull the boys aside later on and tell them, girls are not boys. You can't say the things to mama that you can say to me. It just doesn't work that way. I'll tell you that in about 10 minutes. Now, let's get to a little bit more news of the day now that we've covered all that Frank James stuff. The media in this country is the cause of so much divide. That's the bad news. The good news is I do believe people are pulling away from it. I believe people are walking away because you have so many options now. Think how many options you have now to get the news from. Some people I know, some people only get the news from social media sites. They'll get on Twitter in the morning and get all their news from Twitter. It's just that people aren't watching as much news, so that helps. But look, in the wake of a mass shooting, again, I told you last night, and I maintain this, and look, I'll tell you right now, it will always be this way for me. I don't do mass shooting radio, ever. There's nothing you could ever say to me that would get me to do mass shooting radio where there's a mass shooting that day and let's talk about it for 2 hours. No, when there's a bad shooting, I get you updates on the details. They caught him. They didn't catch him. This many dead. But I'm not going to sit and do that and stand on the dead bodies and politic. I think it's awful. I think it's awful. I think it denies the country the ability to come together and pray and mourn, and I believe that's necessary. But unsurprisingly, the rest of the American media didn't share my desire to do that. This is a long media cut from yesterday, and there were people still in critical condition in the hospital. And this is what the media did.
There is a Supreme Court case right now, a challenge that would essentially strike down New York gun laws and essentially find that the Constitution gives a right for everyone to carry a gun in any state, no matter what that state's law are when they go out and to the subway. And in fact, in oral argument, Samuel Alito said, well, don't you need a gun on the subway?
Yeah, the notion that New York City subways would be safer with more people packing guns on them is such a demonstrably insane idea. It could only be entertained by someone who's like clearly gone around the bend on Fox News or has never set foot on the subway or both.
The violence that we saw just today shows us how urgent gun reform is in this country, how overdue it is.
Who does that when people are fighting for their lives? Not me. Not me. Remember this New York State Senator from yesterday we played you?
New York City in general. The last 2 years have just been insane for a lot of people who live here. A lot of people are afraid to visit New York City right now, and this is going to also contribute to that. What do you tell those
people?
Well,
look, I mean, if you look at the facts matter. The murder rate in Florida is higher than the murder rate in New York.
So that's really important. So everyone's flocking to Florida because they feel safer down there. It's actually a higher murder rate than here in New York. What we need is we need Congress to finally get their act together and pass universal background checks. 86% of guns that are used in crimes in New York come from outside of New York City. It's not a matter of New York's gun laws. It's a matter of the gun laws of Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina. It's because the poorest laws there are so weak, and Congress has refused to take action. And in fact, every time they brought the universal background check up for a vote, it's been congressional Republicans who have voted against it. That's why we can't crack down on the iron pipeline. That's why we have guns coming into New York. We need Congress to step up to the plate and do their part while we're trying to do our part here to keep our neighborhoods safe.
Who does that while people are fighting for their lives? It's awful. All right, let's get to some emails. And again, I want your calls tonight. Get right to the point. 877-377-4373. What's the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? I'm going to give you my story here about 5 minutes from now. Let's get to some emails. You're right, Jesse. The lockdown vis-a-vis the CDC. Vis-a-vis, that doesn't sound like English. It's vis-a-vis. It's not vis-a-vis. It's vis-a-vis. It's not it's vis-a-vis. The S is silent. It's French. Well, we speak American here. Anyway, the lockdown vis-a-vis the CDC and the Fed money flood started the inflation spiral. The perps were supposedly smart epidemiologists that forgot the truth of highly contagious viruses in the family of cold viruses, that stopping the spread is not and never has been possible, even if you do a lockdown. Okay, he's talking about, of course, Janet Yellen coming out here today and announcing. I mean, remember, Janet Yellen, she is not the climate person, yet Janet Yellen comes out today, and instead of saying we're going to get, you know, inflation under control, she's talking about climate change?
The recent IPCC reports confirm that our window of opportunity to leave our planet worthy of our children and our grandchildren is even closer to being permanently shut. We must redouble our efforts to decarbonize our economies, recognizing that countries will use a range of tools.
Hang on. The Treasury lady is busy making us poorer? All right, yeah, we'll set that aside. Back to the email, what he was talking about how the epidemiologists failed. I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you I'm right. Well, I do know this much. I do know that these doctors who study diseases and the spread of diseases, they spend lots of time in Africa because Africa is a wild place and a really cool place in all kinds of different environments and all kinds of different diseases. Europeans have been ravaged by the diseases in Africa since they started coming down to sub-Saharan Africa. It's just a place that has a lot of different things. So these doctors, they go over there. And this is my theory portion of it. I believe these doctors who study slowing the spread, stopping these viruses, I believe they get lots of their, quote, knowledge from finding some deadly disease in an African village in the outback somewhere, not some big African city, but in some village. And what do? They make all the villagers go home. Well, that can work in a village of 50 people, 100 people. Hey, someone can feed the cattle. Someone will make sure we have somebody bringing you fresh water and food. That'll work. You can't apply what works in the African wilderness to a country of 330 million people. It doesn't work that way. And that's what they tried to do. And it's a disgrace. All right. Remember, 877-377-4373. What's the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? I will give you my story, and it is a doozy here in just a second. Now, obviously, the shooting's in the news, right? The danger, there's always a new shooting, always a new mugging. He got this guy on the subway. He got this guy. Do you have your hero gun yet? It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour, and when they hit, they hurt. And that's the best part of it, because then they explode and they engulf whoever's after you in this pepper cloud that is debilitating. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use it. It's got a laser sight on it. You don't need a concealed carry permit. I don't care whether you're into guns or hate guns. Get a hero gun for yourself, your spouse, your daughter, your mother. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Patriots at Chalk want you to know now is the time to choose strength. We can't afford to be weak anymore, and men's testosterone levels are off a cliff, an all-time low. Do you think the scumbags who lead this world, lead this country now, you think they want you strong or they want you weak? Chalk is an American company with U.S. manufacturing, and their male vitality stack, I've been taking it for months now, it's fantastic. And remember, these are natural herbal supplements. So look, here's what you need to do. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, and get the male vitality stack. That's Chalk Daily, Tongkat 100, and Ashwagandha for the ultimate daily boost. Do you want to get your testosterone up, your focus up, your energy up? Male vitality stack. Go to chok.com and use the code Jesse for 30% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Tell me what you say.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and we have put out the call tonight, a rare phone call night, but not normal phone calls. Not Joe Biden sucks. What's the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? Wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. What's the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth? I'll tell you mine here in just a second. I just want to hit this really quickly because I think it would be disrespectful to not address it when the Vice President of the United States speaks.
A lot of people go to the store, don't feel that their wages are going as far as they want them to. Then they get mad at the gas station. And you've talked about pandemic. You've talked about supply chain and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're still putting that anger with the administration. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I acknowledge, one must acknowledge, that prices are going up and that people are working hard and in many cases are worried about whether they can get through the end of the month and make it all work.
That wasn't very good. That wasn't very good, Dome. You've got to work on these off-the-cuff answers. All right, all right, all right. It's time. It's time. Let me give you my story. And then we can get to your stories. And I still have to get to... Trump was going off about the Whitmer thing. I have to get to Dr. Oz stuff. I'm going to get to lots of emails tonight. More bad Disney news. It's just bear with me a moment. I know crime's in the news. We already brought up Frank James. Thank goodness they caught the Brooklyn subway shooting guys in custody. It is important that you are ready to protect yourself. Not that you hope you're ready, that you are ready. You know, you can practice with your weapon inside your home, inside your apartment without firing a shot. Without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. You like how the Marines shoot? What do you think they're using in Marine Corps boot camp, Paris Island? Mantis X. You impressed by the old Green Berets? Yeah, I am. They use Mantis X. They will put you through drills inside your home, real-time feedback. MantisX.com. Go get one today. All this craziness out there, you shouldn't need any convincing from me. You really need to be ready. There's a lot of nut jobs. All right. Here's the story of the worst I've ever put my foot in my mouth, and then we'll get to yours. Now, I do need to clarify, I am prone to putting my foot in my mouth. I don't know why that is. The wife says I'm very direct. That hurts me a lot. That I don't understand other people's feelings and how they hear things. She said that hurts me a lot. I don't know if any of that's true, but that's, she stands by those things. Don't give me that look, Chris. Anyway. So the wife cranked out a couple kids, boys, by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Boys. We had a couple boys. And then, look, young mothers, when they have a couple kids, they tend to get self-conscious about the fact they don't immediately go back to looking like they did before they have kids, which is ridiculous. It's human nature. It's fine. It's no big deal. But women are what they are. People get to the women get self-conscious. No big deal. The wife was a gymnast, as you already know. She was on the Canadian national team. And then the University of Arizona on a full ride. So this is a human being who is in shape and to this day works out like a beast, just a very in shape human being. And if you can't bounce quarters off of her abs, she feels like she's some kind of fatty. And let's pause on that for just a moment. She also has an allergy to some kind of metal. I think it's nickel. And when she put an earring in once when she was a kid, they had to basically rip it out the bottom of her ear. And so she has kind of a little scar in the bottom of the ear that she calls her butt ear, which it doesn't look like a butt. But I get what she doesn't like. It's no big deal. You'd never notice it unless I pointed it out to you, but it's there. All right, now that's the setup for the story. She has a couple kids, and she starts talking to me all the time. We can't afford one, but it's more of like a dreaming thing. She's like, I want to get a tummy tuck. She doesn't need a tummy tuck. She has washboard abs, but she won't let this go. She said, no, look. And then she'll do that weird bend over thing and try to pinch what tiny amount of fat she has or just extra skin she has on there. She's like, no, I need a tummy tuck. And all the time, I want to clarify, I'm doing the good guy thing of saying, baby, that's ridiculous. No, you don't need one. No, what are you talking about? She even asked one of her girlfriends about it. And her girlfriend said, what? They wouldn't even see you. They wouldn't even give you one. What are you talking about? But she's endless about it. She gets to the point where she's pointing out the various plastic surgeons here in Texas. And because Texas has more lax medical laws, there are plastic surgeons everywhere here. So we'll just be driving down the road. Oh, look, plastic surgeon. Maybe I can get my tummy tucked there. And every time, I again want to point out, every single time I was saying to myself, that's ridiculous. Stop. You don't need one. Quit. You're being too hard on yourself. I'm going all in, right? I'm trying to be the good guy. And then, I don't know what I was thinking. I was getting ready for work one day. She came into the bathroom to see me when I was getting ready for work. And then she started fidgeting with some stuff. I don't know, makeup or whatever it is women do and all the different creams and whatnot. And she says, hey, I think it was somebody posted on social media about a plastic surgeon they'd seen in the area and was affordable and did a great job. And she says, hey, I think I'm going to go see this guy about my butt ear. Remember the butt ear thing? About my butt ear, she calls it. To which I was getting ready for work. I had a big day coming up at work. I wasn't thinking. I responded, well, why don't you get your tummy tuck first? Oh, I know. Now you know. I was thinking about that this morning. Now you know why I'm asking for your stories. 877-377-4373. What is the worst you have ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? Ladies, you've said dumb things to your husband too. Men, I know you've said dumb things to the women. That's just, we end up stepping on feelings. And I do need to clarify before we go to these calls, this is a family show. Just because I'm a bad person doesn't mean it's not a family show. People listen with their kids. Kids listen without their parents. There are children listening. So no vulgar, perverted stuff, okay? If it's that kind of story, figure out a way to clean it up so it's okay for the kids, all right? 877-377-4373. Also, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, somebody emailed me and they asked the question. Liz Cheney's running for Congress out in Wyoming. Liz Cheney's that hardcore, do we even call her an anti-Trump at this point in time? She's basically a Democrat, but hates Donald Trump's guts And as you can imagine, Wyoming is a very, very, very red place. Even if you've never been, it's a very red place, a very beautiful state, I should point out. And Liz Cheney's running for office there, and she's raking in a fortune in campaign dollars, an absolute fortune. And people were getting nervous. Is she going to win? Is she going to lose? And somebody emailed in and wanted to know, how's it possible someone so unpopular has raked in a fortune? I'm going to tell you a story about how the sausage gets made on top of your phone calls. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.